And let's go over here to, let's see, Gabriel, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Gabriel. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Jonathan. How are you?
Well, I think I'm okay. I'm waiting for the sun to come through the clouds, but other than that, I'm fine.
Excellent. All right. So the issue that I'm dealing with is alopecia areata. I don't know
yes,
if you're familiar with it.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I'm looking for a natural remedy because I'm trying to avoid the cortisone steroid shots. It's particularly targeting my beard. I have large silver dollar sized patches in my beard. And all I've been able to find online is like souring with black soap, which I have had no luck with.
Uh-huh. Well, you might be interested. Okay, sir. You might be interested to know that zinc has been helpful. Has been helpful for some people in my practice. If the alopecia areata, which just means it's in small areas rather than total body hair loss, it's hair loss in small areas, excuse me. Anyway, has been successful. That could work all by itself. So let's zinc. Start with zinc. Zinc,
okay.
And the study was used 30 to 60 milligrams a day. Now, it should be balanced with copper, and there's one of the companies out there that puts it both in the same capsule. It's 30 milligrams of zinc picolinate, which is the very, very most absorbable form of zinc. And it's through 2 milligrams of copper. And so, particularly for adult guys, zinc is very good for the prostate anyway, and if it's balanced with copper, using that one twice a day, if I had this problem with what I might do, I've worked with other people who've done that, and it's been helpful. And then there was something published in a journal called Pediatrics, imagine that, Pediatric Dermatology, actually, where they found that if they used zinc and biotin, it was even more helpful. And you probably know that biotin has this reputation for helping hair growth. And biotin is very safe, never hurt anything, whereas we can overdose on zinc, no question. And we never want to go over about 60 milligrams a day, with, or actually 30, without talking to a physician about it because of this copper balance thing. Biotin, though, it has never been known to OD anybody. So when I'm recommending that to folks, I usually recommend between 15 and 20 milligrams a day. Now, it does take quite a while. So those are some things you might think about personally, and those are things that I have recommended to folks that have worked, but I can't say they'll work for you for sure, sir, so let me give you one other thought. One of the physicians at our clinic, Dr. Persa, P-E-R-S-A, has had some fantastic success with people not only with alopecia areata, but also total alopecia, the most outstanding circumstance that she presented at a Tahoma Clinic doctor's meeting was an 8-year-old girl, poor thing, was totally bald, had no hair anywhere in her body, and the picture taken some, it was 8 or 9 months later, she's got all her hair back!
You're kidding
and
me.
She's smiling at us. So just in case, what I might do for myself if this were working, or you want to consult with a physician who's had that kind of success, it's Dr. Christina Persa, P-E-R-S-A. She's at Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila.
Terrific. I really appreciate your advice. But quickly, just to reiterate, 30 to 60 milligrams of zinc and then biotin as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, and don't forget to balance that zinc with copper, sir, because you may need to take that for a number of months. And zinc without copper can push too much copper out, and copper without zinc can push too much zinc out. So look for the company that has the both.
Excellent. And any substances to maybe rub on? I heard maybe coconut oil.
Well, oddly enough, some people have tried rubbing, and this was their idea, not mine, but they've tried rubbing in that zinc oxide stuff and leaving it on for a little while. You know, the stuff you put on your nose if you don't want your nose to sunburn. They tried rubbing that in and then not leaving it on all day, but just rubbing it in, leaving there for an hour or so while they're home and then taking it off. And they tell me, and there's no studies on this, but those people have told me it helps them.
All right. Impressive. I really appreciate the advice, Doctor.
Well, I hope it works for you, sir. And if it doesn't seem to be working, there is a doc who specializes in that. So good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.